All right, folks, thanks for joining. My name is Yoshimichi. I'm, as Fritz told you guys, I'm a postdoc at ETH Zurich in Switzerland. And today I'm going to be presenting our work, RA Webs, Remote Attestation for Web Services. This is a joint collaboration with my collaborators from Keio University and Tokai University in Japan. With the QR code on the right, bottom left corner, you can follow you can go to the paper, and then on the bottom right corner, you can take a look at the live demo. I do have to note, it's not working right now for some reason. As we all have tried to pray for the demo gods, this didn't work out. Yeah, but it works, I promise. All right, let's get going. So, as we have, as you all are in the confidential computing dev room, I'm pretty sure that you are all looking forward that, T's are going to be the next huge thing in our services. This include web services as well. So, for instance, there is a LLM chat service called Continuum. This is operated by Edgeless Systems, and they use T's to protect the prompts, user prompts, when they're interacting with the LLMs. And there are also other use cases. For instance, they could be also be non-reproducible loggers. They could also be secure questionnaires. They could also be privacy preserving deep learning when they're learning using web data. So let's imagine that you are a software engineer at a web development company. You're like, well, I want to protect user prompts or user data. Let's stick a T onto it. And you successfully do it. You pat yourself on your back saying that now we're all good. Right? Well, wrong. There's actually a lot of issues. And in this particular work, we are going to be looking at the issue of remote attestation. So remote attestation, we have looked at it so much in this particular dev room, so I'm not going to be talking too much about it. However, in